Joining us on Panthers Radio once again is Panthers head coach Corey Nielsen. Now, Corey, you've assembled a very different roster from last year, a lot more youth in this team. Is it more challenging to recruit a team of younger players than some of the more established vets?
Absolutely. It was almost an impossible task, but thankfully, you know, with all the work we did this summer, some of those young, you know, high-end names did become available. So, yeah, I'm thrilled with that. It was, as I said, calling everybody and their dog, just making sure that these young kids were, you know, good first off, obviously, and then motivated to be in a different situation. They used to be in the U.S. and yeah, there's so many factors that go into see whether a player can perform not only in the Olympic ice surface, but in a different culture, in a different situation. So yeah, it was a lot of phone calls, a lot of time, but so far very, very happy with what we have.
Now, with this youth and the arrival of a player like Evan, that's a lot of speed on the team. Is that a part of the plan for next season?
Yep, speed is, you know, the two things you can't teach, obviously, is speed and skill. And you know what, we didn't have a lot of either at times last season. We can teach defense, as I showed last year. We had a group of offensive guys who didn't quite have the speed, and we played a lot of defense, and we taught them how to do that, and they did a really pretty admirable job of it. We just unfortunately couldn't score enough goals to get the results we wanted for most of the year. But yeah, speed, big priority. We've brought back guys. We've brought in guys who have that, and obviously now we're continuing to add to that. Get more speed, hopefully, but also to get guys who can finish and do those kind of things as well.
With such a young squad this year, it's more important than ever for the leaders in the locker room to help guide them. Who would you be looking at to do that when you're not around?
When I'm not around, that never happens because I'm always around. But inside the locker room, the doors are closed. We have a lot of guys, a lot of experienced Brits who've been around for an awful long time, know the setup, know the situation. We have a few returning forwards and defensemen who can obviously pick up some slack. There's some guys with some great resumes and great experience in these situations. So, yeah, I'm confident that when I'm not around, which is never, they'll be around.
All right. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.